today's a new day, yeah. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy? Thank you for joining me for this podcast to encourage, inspire, and strengthen. If you have a Bible or some other device, please turn with me to Proverbs, the 31st chapter, verses 10 through 31. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She shall do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now in the humblest manner that we know how. We thank you on this day, which is Mother's Day, for the mothers that you have placed here on this earth to guide, to lead, to love, to care, to strengthen, and to empower. And we ask right now that their steps will continue to be ordered and ordained by you, and that you will continue to pour in them. And as you pour into them, that they will pour out to others, that they will be able to be a light in the midst of darkness and a shoulder to be able to lean on, that they will remain healthy, and that their mind will continue to be strong, and that their family will continue to rise up and call them blessed. In your precious and holy name we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm so excited on today to have with me my mother. My mother is an example of a Proverbs 31 woman. So first, welcome my mom. Hey, Mom.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
You are the ideal example of a Proverbs 31 woman. And so I'm so grateful that you were able to join and to participate on today. So before you became a mom, you had a mom that loved and raised you to be the beautiful lady that you are today. What do you remember most about your mother and your upbringing?
I remember that my mother was a hard worker. She worked hard for us. She took little and made much. And that was very important in my life, knowing how to survive.
When I was little, what did you think I was going to be when I grew up?
Just like Mom. You were a hard worker, fast talker. My mother walked fast. She worked fast. When she cooked something, she had it ready so fast. And you do the same thing. You got to check to see it can't be done. You got it ready already. But my mother was just like that. She was very fast in what she was doing.
What is the most memorable thing ever said or did as a kid that you remember?
I remember when you came home for Christmas one year from college and you went out and decorated everything and you said, when I grew up, I had everything I wanted for Christmas and I'm going to make sure that my sister and brother have everything. and you went out shopping and decorated and had everything they wanted for Christmas. And I thought that was really nice, you being so young, to think of your siblings.
So thank you, Mom, for sharing that. Proverbs 31 talks of a wise mother of noble character, a virtuous woman. It says her price is far above rubies. When you think of a virtuous woman, it's somebody that is wise, and you have given me so much wisdom over the years, and just, and you give it to us plain. And sometimes when it is being stated, we may not want to receive it, but it's one of those things that later when it circles back around, Mom was right. Exactly what she said was right, and we should have listened the first time. This is your 50th year together, married to Bishop Butler. What lessons would you share with other mothers to encourage them through difficult days as a mom?
And when my mother met him, she said all he needed was the Holy Ghost to be saved. And the difficult days, you got to stick together. The good days will take care of themselves.
Wow, 50 years. Congratulations to you and to Dad. How did you get through those difficult days as a mother?
Set aside something for a rainy day. A mother always has to set aside something for a rainy day. And you can't let your partner know everything that you have. My mother taught me that. That you can't always let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
All right.
So when the bad times came, you had something to help us through.
Oh, that's good advice. Good advice. Okay, I hope listeners, you all are paying attention to that. Make sure that your left hand doesn't know what your right hand is doing, and you got something for a rainy day. What lessons would you share with other mothers in regards to some tough times that you've had, and how did you overcome those trials?
Prayer. Prayer brought us this far. With the children trying to get them through, and it's even harder today as people try to rear their children. It is very hard in the society that we live in, but you got to depend and lean on God, the author and the finisher of all our faith.
Learning to lean and depend on him. You are retired now. Congratulations to you. After, was it 36 years at Roche Laboratories?
Yes.
You're now retired. When Dad was pastoring and running the radio station, and you were also working in your career, Proverbs says she gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family. What do you remember about those days?
I remember how to stretch what you have to make what you want. Sometimes you may not always have exactly what you want, but I learned, my mother taught me to use what you got.
Use what you got. Use what you got. Got to be able to stretch it. Make it stretch.
Mm-hmm. I go again to prayer. Prayer can work any, it's nothing I say with plain emphasis, is nothing too hard for God. And if we continue to lean and depend on him, he can work it out.
He can work it out. Another part of that chapter says, she opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. What are you most proud of regarding the accomplishments you and Daddy have achieved together?
Rearing our children to this point. They're all grown and gone. And we thank God for that. He's taken us through. We've seen them all educated, and they're all in the church. And that's something to thank God for, where he has brought us from.
Amen. And I heard you emphasize that grown and gone, right?
We're empty nesters.
Empty nesters, and enjoying that time,
Yeah.
Another part of Proverbs 31 says, her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. What is the most difficult part about your life as a mom, and what is the best part of your life?
I have a wonderful husband. I have a man of God a God-fearing man that treats me like a queen every day, not just on Sundays, but Monday through Sunday.
All right, Monday through Sunday. Proverbs 31 goes on to say, she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. What's one time you had to share something difficult, but you knew you had to do it?
I guess when I decided I was going to get married, and I was very young, I was only 2 weeks, 19, and my older sister wanted me to wait. She said, you're too young, and different people saying, it's not going to last, you're too young. But I'm thankful to God that he is the one that has brought us this far, and we have made this 50 because of him and him alone.
Amen. 50 years. Wow. By the grace of God. When you were growing up, how did you imagine motherhood would be?
Hard work. And that's what I saw in my parents. You had to work hard. My mother started me working when I was 13 years old. Mm-hmm. I would work weekends and be able to buy my own clothes and stuff for school. And that taught me work ethic. And so I'm very proud of that. I worked all those years, and I was glad to do it, because if you want to have something, you have to work.
And based on what she taught you growing up, that ended up becoming your reality?
Yes.
Proverbs 31, as we continue, says, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise. Is there anything about being a mother that you would go back and change? And if so, why?
No, I thank God that I wish I had gotten saved earlier, when the oldest was younger, but I thank God that he saved me in time, and I'm still saved now. The Holy Ghost makes the difference in your life, that you can teach all of your children to know God for themselves.
The Holy Ghost makes the difference. So it looks like my siblings have joined. They're crashing the party.
All hey, right. Mom.
Got the hey, Mom.
Cora. And we got Attorney Butler that is here today. And
hi.
So yield some space to them. I'd love to hog my mom to myself, but I got to share and share alike. So
yes, share.
Jump right in. Who's going to go first?
Well, I'm just so thankful to be on the line with my siblings and my beautiful mother. As I sit here and I think of a story about mom and just how I just been so grateful for her and her words of wisdom. I remember I had got saved in August of 2008, and it was September when I was on my way to a party at Indiana State University. And on my way to that party, a deer ran across the road. It was raining. My car swerved, flipped a couple of times, and I was able to walk away from that accident with no scratches. And I remember I had to call my mom, because the car was actually in her name, and I had to call my mom after an hour of telling her a happy birthday. I had to call her back and let her know that I had been in a car accident. And I remember my mom's words, and she's saying, Cora, your arms are too short to box with God. You cannot be lukewarm. You're either going to be hot or you're going to be cold, but you cannot be in between. And those words stuck with me, because you just cannot live life trying to just do both things. I wanted to go to a party but still live a safe life. So I am so grateful for her words. They stick with me every day and remind me that my arms are too short to box with God.
Amen. They are all too short to box with God. I think that's just such an important piece, and that we have a mom that we are able to go to. And so thank you, Cora, for sharing that story.
Hey, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi.
Tammy got an opportunity to ask you some questions, and so I want to ask some questions as well. These are rapid fire questions, so the first thing that comes to your mind, you can just give us the answer. My first question is, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Blue.
Okay, you only get to choose one. So your favorite color is blue.
She's always said that. I don't know why she said red.
What's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
What's your favorite team?
LeBron James, whatever team he's on.
So the Lakers, since LeBron is on the Lakers. And I will assume that your favorite athlete is also LeBron.
LeBron James.
Now, don't worry about Cora and Tammy on this next question. I just want you to answer it as honestly as you possibly can. Your favorite child?
Clary.
Thank you.
She's only gendered by default.
Thank you. Mom, I don't think that I have shared this side of the story. You know one side. I'm going to share the other side, and that is that when I was a sophomore at the University of Alabama, I thought to myself on Mother's Day that I wanted to spend it with you. The only problem was I was 8 hours away, over 500 miles in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, but I wanted to be with you in church on that day. So I got up super early in the morning, and I got in my little car, and I got on the interstate, and I drove from Tuscaloosa to Charleston, South Carolina. The only problem is, when I got to Georgia, I was speeding because I was running a little bit late on time, and I just did not want to miss you in church. I wanted to see the smile on your face and sit by you and worship God together with my mother on Mother's Day. This was going to be my present to be able to spend time with my mother. And I was going a little too fast, and so I got pulled over by the police. And I was going somewhere in the neighborhood of about 100 miles an hour. So we actually had to go to the police station, and I had to sign some paperwork so that I would go back and contest the ticket later. Everything worked out okay with the ticket, but the gentleman, once I told him what was going on, he allowed me to get back in my car. I slowed down, but I was able to make it and to celebrate Mother's Day with you. You don't know that. All you know is that you saw me walking into church, and I saw your smile, and that made the entire process, the entire journey worth it. I was so grateful to be able to celebrate that Mother's Day with you, as I am to celebrate this Mother's Day with you, even though I'm not with you in person. You are that Proverbs 31 woman. And the reason why I can say that is because it talks about how you can call her when you need to laugh. And I can certainly do that, or I can call you like that time I almost lost my life in a canoe. Or if I want to talk sports, I can call you. Or like in 2007, when I had the flu. From the time that we were growing up as children, if we got into trouble, you always let me tell my version. And to this very day, if my day gets a little weird, I can call you before a situation is worsened. And that's because you're just like it says in Proverbs 31, but you're not just an incredible mom, you're a wonderful person. Proverbs 31 is one of my favorite chapters in the entire Bible because it's not talking to the virtuous woman, it's talking to a man that's searching. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? And if you could find her, could you afford her? Because her value is far above rubies. She works and her husband works to do the will of God. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. And so, metaphorically speaking, I'm going to do as Solomon is instructing in Proverbs, and I'm giving you a standing ovation because you are that woman. There are many capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord as you do is greatly to be praised. Happy Mother's Day.
What a blessing. What a blessing. That I want to share just by way of a story is in 2017, I think that was a pretty rough year for our entire family because we lost both your brother, your baby brother, Tim, and your baby sister, Barbara. And then I got caught in a hurricane in St. Martin and ended up with salmonella as the result of being caught in that hurricane. And then also that same year, separated and then ended up going through divorce during that period of time. And I remember you coming here to take care of me right after going through your own experience of your brother and your sister dying, and pretty much staying here for a period of time. And the way that you really nursed me back to life during that time, you know, standing in the gap for my children, cooking meals, washing clothes. We slept in the same bed many nights. And a lot of times I would wake up in the middle of the night and you were sitting up, and I could see that you were not, your mouth was not moving, but there was a spirit of prayer as if you were praying over me as I was sleeping. And I'm just so grateful that you breathed into me during that season, you know, just a breath of new life. And I am forever grateful for that sacrifice, because I know that meant you had to be away from your husband of 50 years to be with me. And parts of your life that were put on hold so that you could help me bounce back and rebound, and even help with the church and encouraging the members of the church when I really was not in a place to be able to encourage them. And you stood in the gap doing that, to try to love on them, as I at that time was on empty, and you were pouring into me. So I am just forever grateful for that. I think we pretty much talk every day. And I appreciate those moments, and also those tough conversations that you will give me, as it relates to, okay, you're about to go in the pulpit, that outfit is not going to work. and I appreciate, those things that you, the advisement that you give. And I love you from the depths of my heart. And I couldn't think, and I wouldn't want to think or imagine, another mother other than you. And so thanks for all that you do for all of us. In the times when we were in school and you would stick something in our hand before we got in that car, going back to our destinations. And you made many sacrifices for this family. And most of all, where you stand beside Daddy. And we appreciate what you've done for him, too. He could not be successful in ministry without you. So thank you.
We love you, Mom. We wish that we were there with you to celebrate such an amazing woman. You're our super mom. You're everything to us. And so we are very grateful to have you.
We love you, Mom. Pastor Tammy, can we pray for Mom and all of the mothers around the world on this Mother's Day?
Yes. And Clarence, I will ask you if you will lead us in prayer, since Mom and I are mothers, and Cora has been a surrogate mom to my boys.
Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as Walter Hawkins said, tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. The economy is down. People can't get enough pay. But as for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. You have blessed us to be able to see another Mother's Day, even in the midst of terrible tragedies with shootings and pandemics and the difficulties of people trying to make ends meet. We are standing here, sitting here, we're listening, and we're thankful for another Mother's Day, particularly for the mothers around the world and motherly figures that have done so much for their children and ultimately for the community. But God, we do not forget the families that are dealing with infertility. And so this Mother's Day is a tough one because they desire to grow a family, but they're having trouble. So we pray for them, their peace and their comfort, their perseverance as they continue on that journey. We pray that you will hold their hands. We pray for children who are dealing with this Mother's Day without their mother for the very first time, or other children that have Mother's Day as a reminder that their mother is no longer here. God, we pray that you will be a mother to the motherless and even a father to the fatherless. We thank you for mothers. I thank you for my mother, the beautiful example that she is to me and to many others, the example that was set forth in Proverbs, the 31st chapter. I thank you for her. I thank you for Tammy and this podcast and the work that she is doing in Indianapolis and surrounding communities. And so, God, we are here to praise our mother and to thank her for the many years of blessings, but we're not too naive to realize that it could have been us, outdoors, no food, no clothes, or left alone, without a friend or just another number with a tragic end, but you didn't see fit to let any of those things be. Every day by your power, you keep on blessing me. And so we say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. So give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Carrie, for the beautiful prayer. Thank you, Cora, for joining my podcast for the first time.
Oh, thank you for having me, Sissy. This has been great.
And happy Mother's Day, Mama. We love you.
Love you, too.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are out there. May God continue to abundantly bless you all. Have a great day.